Prescription drug-related deaths have reached alarming rates in Australia, the highest number in two decades, Australian Bureau of Statistics figures show. Prescription drugs were found to be the leading cause of drug-induced deaths last year, and there's been a rapid increase in deaths from methamphetamine overdoses. But there is some good news. Over the past 12 months, the number of suicides has dropped by almost 10%. Antoinette Latouf reports.
Last year, more than 1,800 Australians died from drugs. Some were suicides, but overwhelmingly, the deaths were accidental. Australia hasn't seen rates this high since the late 1990s, when the country was grappling with a heroin crisis. But the drugs are different now. They're largely legal.
There's a range of drugs that people are taking for various conditions, but are also, unfortunately, misusing them. So benzodiazepines, which normally are there to treat insomnia and anxiety conditions, can be misused by people who are using other drugs to help them relax and come down off, the use of stimulants like ice. The level of ice has increased in the community, and that's a big concern.
That's Beyond Blue's clinical advisor, Dr. Steve Carbone. He says the victims are different too. While they're still predominantly men, they're older and from regional Australia, not large cities.
And the death from either accidental or deliberate overdose has shifted away from that sort of 15 to 25 age bracket into the 30 to 40 age bracket. And some of those deaths are connected with misuse of prescription drugs, which includes benzodiazepines and opioids, codeine and oxycodone. But often in the context of people taking multiple drugs simultaneously, which is a big danger. They interact, they can impact on a person's breathing, they can impact on a person's heart rate, their blood pressure, and put them at risk of death.
But none of this comes as a surprise to Kim Ledger, who lost his son, Oscar-winning actor Heath Ledger, to prescription drug misuse almost a decade ago.
We know the wave or increase in use of prescription drugs in the US has been, quite horrendous in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. So it was a matter of time, obviously waiting for results like this that would show us that there was going to be an increase of sorts over this way.
He helped launch Scriptwise, a non-profit organisation dedicated to reducing prescription drug fatalities in Australia. They also support the countless families affected by this growing problem.
Yes, it was the bringing together of the experiences that I had and maybe, the tragedy that I suffered with Heath, my son, a completely, accidental taking of prescription medications with sleeping tablets, and he passes away. And I mean, we're just, shocked to the core.
Kim Ledger warns Australians need to be more informed and even cautious about the prescription drugs they have access to.
Most of these people that are affected are not even aware of the dangers or the addictive nature of these medications. It's not something they'll talk about with their closest family members or, for that matter, their GPs. The tragic side of it is that if you're trying to recover from an accident of some sort where there's been a lot of pain involved and you are prescribed prescription medication, that there are some of these drugs you can become addicted to within a few days, not weeks, within a few days.
Dr. Steve Carbone says it can be difficult to determine if someone who misused anxiety or sleeping medication was deliberately self-harming.
Some of these deaths, were clearly accidental deaths from the data produced by the ABS, but some of them were also connected with a suicide death. In other words, a person was intoxicated or using drugs at the time that they took their life deliberately.
The ABS data also shows that heart disease and dementia continue to be the largest causes of death. While the number of Australian deaths linked to suicide has slightly decreased, with 160 fewer people taking their own life in 2016 compared to 2015. Dr. Steve Carbone again.
A slight reduction in the suicide rate, which I guess, is pleasing to some degree because it's been trending up the last 2 years. But, it's still at a very high level and we still clearly need to do more to prevent all these suicide deaths that are occurring.
Dr. Steve Carbone from Beyond Blue, and Antoinette Latouf was our reporter. And Lifeline is always there, of course. If you or anyone you know needs help, call 13 11 14.